Hey everybody, welcome to episode 11 of Podcast Lost in Space. Hopefully this doesn't become the lost episode. I seem to be having some internet issues, but we'll see. We're down to three today. It's a small group, and one of us is a guest speaker, which is tells you just how crazy the Sunday after Thanksgiving can get. Mm-hmm. So we're going to let him introduce himself.
Okay. Hi, I'm Kelvin, and I'm a friend of Alexander's.
What do you do in real life?
right now I work at Radio Shack as just a sales associate person. I went to UW for several years, did Running Start at Everett Community College. And, yeah.
Nice. Yep. He also wrote the Warframe community post that went up last month.
Hey, I did do that. First sort of thing I've ever written outside of school.
So he's kind of been on Podcast Lost in Space, just not...
Not the visual part.
Not this portion, not the podcast portion. Yeah.
Yes.
Not yet. We're going to try to get him...
Speak.
At least writing more for us. Yeah. So yeah, we're down to a small little group.
Yeah.
It's the way it worked out. Alyssa's finally making her way home. Both Ryan and Doc are in Oregon for some reason.
They're visiting.
It's funny. Yeah, right. I mean they're So we're gonna start, as always, with how was your week? Senny.
My week's been kind of crazy. I'm, like, literally the podcast day, not to say that it isn't relaxing, but this is kind of my break from graduate applications that are due December 1st. Finishing up that, the last 20% is always the most frustrating, simply because there's little odds and ends that appear. Other than that, it's been pretty good. Avoided a lot of Black Friday. Did my third Thanksgiving with my boyfriend's family. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Nice.
Kelvin, how was your week?
I worked like an extra 12 hours. I had to work Thanksgiving, which wasn't too bad because my family wasn't getting together until like 2 o'clock, and we closed our store at 1 o'clock. But we had all of like 5 customers on Thanksgiving, so my boss was like, here, I'm bringing food and donuts and stuff, and so we just sat around and watched Netflix and helped the people that came in. But yeah, it's been a pretty good day, or a week.
That's actually pretty good for working at a retail place on Thanksgiving.
Well, but now aren't there all those petitions to not shop on Thanksgiving because people should be with their family?
Yeah, I'm really hoping like this year Black Friday was like didn't work out very well, so that in the next 3 or 4 years people start realizing we should just stop doing this, and then it stops being a thing.
We'll get there. We'll get to that. Eventually. Don't worry. I've got some stats pulled up here. That'll be part of what we talk about a little later.
Mm-hmm. How was your week, Alexander?
Yeah, me. my week was pretty good. I basically got a chunk of homework done early this week, and I did a whole bunch of homework early last weekend thinking it was due this week, which means I didn't have as much to do this week, but I still have got a 5-page paper sitting waiting for me after we finish here, basically. I'm going to have to force myself to go work on that. School. But we're in the last little bit of stretch, the home stretch for me, which is fun. I went up to North Bend, hung out with my family, not counting my sister. I had brought up 2 of my friends, and then we do our normal, another family comes, and it's like the normal bigger family gathering. Mm-hmm. And I got to shove some more people in VR headsets.
Oh, you brought yours with you?
Of course. Well, I mean, I paid $100 for it, and so far it's paid for itself in entertainment value of putting people in it. I don't play with it more than on holidays. Partially because the lens is kind of borked, and it screws up my eyes a little bit, which I didn't notice with the Morpheus or the Oculus dev kits.
Okay. Is that hard with like glasses?
So the Morpheus, actually the PlayStation one, which is the PlayStation VR now, fits over my glasses.
Oh, awesome.
Which is amazing and praiseworthy. The Vive doesn't do that. Doesn't have an adjusting bar. Mm-hmm. And the new Oculus has a little adjustment thing so you can adjust the focal range.
Mm-hmm.
So those two get my props. The Vive doesn't get my prop.
Okay. Understandable.
But that, and of course, I spent money on the internets on Black Friday. A lot of money. More money than I should have.
Any stores?
Maybe we will have another money podcast.
Just periodic interventions with Alexander?
Maybe. Well, we didn't get too intervention-y with you last time.
No, thankfully.
We were talking about spending habits.
Part of what I got was from Newegg, and I got a new backpack.
Nice.
Exactly. This is $160. Like
no, my old one's...
Oh, no, it looks like my dad's backpack. Never mind, I'm sorry.
Yeah. My old one's torn. This is like the Swiss gear stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $160 backpack, and I got it for $45.
Nice.
Nice. Super
and
durable and everything.
It should last me a while.
It's always a good thing.
Which is very good. But yeah, let's get into this. I just pulled these stats up while we were introducing everybody. We're going to talk a little bit about Black Friday. But
dun, dun, dun.
The numbers are showing Thanksgiving and Black Friday sales are down this year.
Is that really shocking, though? Like, my dad always has the thing of, like, is it just me? Am I old? Or, like, is Black Friday getting worse? And it is. Black Friday deals are getting worse. And honestly, it's no longer worth going out anymore for it.
So
it just isn't.
There's a huge... So the stats here show it was $10.4 billion this year was sold on Black Friday compared to 11.6. So it's not going anywhere fast.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a little bit of a drop.
But yeah, not a big one.
Here's my question about those stats. Is that including online sales of companies? Is that all in person?
It's all brick and mortar retail.
Okay.
Well,
so Black Friday as a brick and mortar thing is starting to die.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Amazon ever decides to release their sales numbers...
Black Friday will be going nowhere.
Or if Newegg decides to release their sales numbers...
Yeah.
Those numbers are going to be huge. This is actually a huge problem the game industry has, too. There is no current government regulation to track online purchasing, or there's no requirement for those companies to report their online units sold or just general income, which is a problem, especially in the games industry, where... Everything is sold on Steam on PC.
Yeah.
Everything is sold on PSN or Xbox Live on console or on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like Amazon kind of where companies are on still because it's a physical, it counts for something.
Yeah.
Did I freeze again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just tell me. I can't fix it either.
It's so entertaining, though, because you're talking and then it just raps.
Hopefully this doesn't come through too much in the...
Hopefully. If you guys can hear it, you will probably agree with me that it just sounds like kind of a large tropical bird getting angry in the middle of Alexander speaking. if you can't, that's pretty much what it sounds like, and that's why every time it happens, I start to...
Otherwise, this becomes
face.
A lost episode. Otherwise, this becomes a lost episode.
Wait, they can hear the tropical bird.
I'm going to have to edit out the tropical bird, too.
Why?
Because I don't want to blow out our listeners' eardrums.
Oh, fine.
But, Kelvin, talk about Black Friday a bit.
Just like my opinions on it?
Yeah, and you know, you actually work retail. None of the rest of us are dumb enough.
So, I have agreed that Black Friday deals really aren't as good as they used to be. They're stopped doing doorbusters, from what I heard. I know Walmart's not doing doorbusters anymore, or at least around here-ish.
Like Walmart isn't anymore? Walmart was like king of doorbusters.
But the thing was, like, it took them like 10 deaths to figure out this is probably not a good idea anymore.
Yeah, yeah, this is true. I'm just saying though, like, that's like the little star of Black Friday.
Right.
Doorbusters.
But I think it's really good that people are starting to realize that these deals aren't as good as they used to be, and they're just getting caught up in the frenzy. and spending really more money than it should be.
There were no deaths this year.
Really?
Really? Good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
In Washington or at all?
In the United States. Or no, in the world.
That is fabulous.
There were three major injuries. There were fights, but...
Yeah.
I didn't realize other countries do Black Friday.
Yeah, apparently the UK is starting to do Black Friday.
UK is starting to do Black Friday because American consumers... Because I subscribe to an email from a UK brand that I won't really talk about. But in their email, they're like, we have Black Friday deals simply because the people who buy from us in America are like, where are your Black Friday things? So...
Yeah, it's funny. As we're talking about Black Friday getting less likely, it's being exported to foreign countries.
It's weird.
But I did see an article that showed that in London, at least, that it's much more civilized. People are, like, lined up in a queue, and they have markers, and they check people in one at a time.
Well, yeah, they're not Americans.
Right.
They understand how to maintain, you know, civilization in the wake of great deals.
Well, I think it's more than that. I think it's more of the... thought process behind it, because they've seen, like, literally there are websites dedicated to counting the number of fights, deaths, injuries, etc.
Yeah, Black Friday death count.
Yeah, there is. Exactly. And they look at America and how we do it, and they just go, you guys are idiots. We don't want that. So they figured out a way to do it without that. That's great, don't get me wrong, but I also think it, you know, like, people around here, if it had always been like, okay, you get in the queue, you get in the line, you da-da-da-da-da, and that's that is how you do Black Friday, we wouldn't have this issue, but we have this predetermined connotation of Black Friday is knock down, drag out, I need that blender! Which, in reality, do you need that blender?
The thing that drives me crazy is, like, companies advertise these amazing deals for some products, and then they ship, like, three or four, yeah, exactly, and you're like, you know what you're doing here, and this is a bad situation. Mm-hmm. If you just gave the stores like 10, 20 of an object like that, then there would be less complications and be more civilized about it.
I'm not going to lie, one of my favorite things about Black Friday is reading the stories from the retail workers who work it about things that the companies do that make it worse, just because I'm sitting there and going, and this is why I hate Black Friday and I refuse to deal with it. Because I've only actually ever attended one Black Friday in person, if that makes sense.
Right, that makes sense.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of great fighting videos out here.
Right.
But even if you start looking at where the fighting videos come from, mm-hmm. you start noticing trends about which states they're coming out of.
How does Washington look? Is Washington pretty civilized?
Yeah. You know where they are. Yeah. What states is America embarrassed to talk about?
I would say that Washington... Like, I haven't heard about any knockdown dragouts around, like, where we all are during Black Friday. But there is a lot of pushing, there's a lot of shoving, and there's a lot from the one Black Friday that I actually, like, physically attended.
But it doesn't devolve into fights, like...
No, but there's a lot of the Seattle nonchalant angstiness.
Well, yeah, there are videos up here of like a woman and her kid are walking away with vegetable steamers, and a little like white lady comes up and steals the vegetable steamer from the kid.
It's so.
And then
also,
why are you doing that?
Like
the mother starts, you know, getting and then tries to steal the other vegetable stealer from the mother, and the mother obviously starts defending herself.
Yeah.
And her kid. And then the woman is like, you're being so aggressive. I feel so threatened right now. After she had tried to steal the vegetable. Like, and you're like, oh, America.
Well, first of all, that's rude on so many... Like, on a normal shopping day, would you take something out of somebody else's cart?
No. The thing is, if you personally have it in your cart or in your hands, it's yours. You can't take it from them. That's more or less stealing.
I love this. There's a article from Metro UK... which is a Metro UK thing, and just go, the headline is, we're just too British for Black Friday.
Okay.
That's understandable. I would accept that.
I mean, there's a lot of things that happen on Black Friday that I just kind of sit here and go, Okay. I live here.
Right.
Yeah, like this is just reminding me, because I mean, every year, like I get these emails and I get the ads, and I see that. Well, I don't see the advertisements really as much anymore, and I'm sure we all do, where you get Black Friday thrown at you for like the month prior,
I mean,
you
if you
know.
watch TV.
I don't really watch TV, but like I get flyers and I get emails and I mean, heck, I had somebody call me this year about a Black Friday deal. A
Really?
store, yeah, that was new. That was brand
That's
new.
different.
I don't know how they
Apparently my
got my.
video's not on, and
Oh,
nobody told
really?
me.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was just lagging again. I'm sorry.
Sorry to cut you off.
But I get all this stuff, and I look at these deals honestly, and I say, like I get tempted by some of them. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, no, none of them are good enough for me. Because some of these deals, I'm sitting
Yeah.
there going, well, I mean. And I'm just going to use the example of a blender again, of like, well, do I really need a blender? I could use a new blender. And it's like 60% off.
Like if I had one, I could probably put it to use. And it's like
Exactly.
cheap, super cheap, right?
Yeah, exactly. But then I mean, we kind of talked about this during the last money episode, where I am the one who apparently spends obs and gobs of money on things that I know I'm going to use forever. But that's because I find the perfect thing.
Right.
And so, like, instead of buying what's available on Black Friday, which I could probably get great deals on, I would rather save myself the emotional hassle of like getting to bed early to go to the physical brick and mortar stores to buy stuff. B, I want to make sure that I'm getting what I actually am going to use rather than fight, wade through the crowds and get to the blender and, apparently keep the blender to myself instead of letting people steal it from me, because apparently that's a thing now.
Right, you need to hold.
It's always been a
Yeah,
thing.
and then what is it? Boxing Day is the day when people return stuff?
Oh,
Or
Er,
Boxing Day
no.
is the day after Christmas. It's the 26th of
Yeah.
December, and it's the equivalent of Black Friday in Canada and I think the
Yeah,
UK.
but like I don't want to have to return the thing like next week and go, "Oh, I'm sorry, this actually isn't what I want."
Yeah.
Right.
Boxing Day is
Oops.
basically Black
Yeah.
Friday, but for the rest of the world, and it's way more civilized.
Yeah.
Because Canada.
Right.
But like I don't want to deal with that,
It's
honestly.
too
It's not worth it
much.
to me. And I don't really need a ton of stuff. You
It's
know?
better to just wait and then find the thing that's of high quality, something that's going to last, something that's durable, and then shell out, maybe twice as much as that super cheap blender is on sale, but you're going to use
Yeah.
it for an extra like 3 or 4 years.
Exactly. And I don't know why I picked the thing of blender. It just, I don't know. That's actually kind of
What do you
the item
guys?
that I think of people like fighting over on Black Friday. I don't know why. I figure they're dangerous and kind of heavy, so
Yeah.
don't know.
Right. Well, one of the Black Friday deals we had at our store was if you bought a specific cell phone, we'd give you a free TV. And we made the smart
A
decision
free
to
TV?
a free a free 24-inch LCD TV.
Oh,
And
piece of crap.
right,
Yeah,
but it
but
was
it's still
like,
a TV.
yeah, that's the thing. You say TV and people are like,
Well,
whoa.
because like I haven't owned it, for those who in the podcast land who watch, I haven't owned a TV in 6 years, at least, probably closer to 7 or 8 now, honestly.
Wow.
So me and I'm like, free TV. Whoa,
Yeah.
okay. But
I wouldn't
yeah,
know what to
well.
do with it. I'm a monitor person
Well,
these
that's the thing.
days.
I also have a monitor that I use instead of a TV, so.
The company was smart though, and instead of, having a stock like 10 or 12 TVs in the back,
Yeah.
they had these empty TV boxes and were like, "All right,
Oh.
if you take your cell phone and go home and you register it, then we'll ship you the free TV."
Oh,
And the
great.
boxes were
Fuck
just there for
you.
display. And you're like,
What is
"Cool.
wrong with you,
Too much
Alexander?
effort.
Makes sense."
That's too much effort.
Literally,
I
it's
want
like
it then and there.
your Wi-Fi's break out.
This is why
No,
your
on
Wi-Fi
Wi-Fi's
No, your Wi-Fi's break out, sir. I'm sorry.
What do you guys think of the movements? They've been around forever, but the Buy Nothing Day
Instead of Black Friday?
instead of Black Friday, the idea is just you make something for a friend. Instead of buying people gifts, you make them gifts.
See, that's sweet and cute and Midwest and all that, but it's like I'd rather have I'd rather push for small Saturday or whatever it is, small business, instead of Black Friday. Small business is way better.
Oh, I haven't heard this one.
Yeah, so there's a little push going around that's for, like, small businesses, local businesses, so that you can keep the money local and keep small stores in business and profitable kind of idea. Like, instead of going to Walmart or Target or whatever, go
that's
to,
awesome.
Like, your
go
local...
Go to your local boutique bookstore or your local boutique dress store if you're good. Like, great. And sometimes they do like discounts for people who come into the stores, or a lot of the ones in the college town that I live in, they actually provide like beverages, hot beverages, because it's the colder time of year. So they'll have like hot cocoa or hot cider, and then some of like the actual like art galleries will have like wine and sangria.
I like that a lot better than the anti-capitalist stance of like fuck capitalism, buy nothing today.
Well, my biggest issue with it is I don't necessarily think that Black Friday is evil, because I actually did buy something this
capitalist.
Year. But it's more like I think that Black Friday should be utilized, because that's also how some stores stay in the black, and I get that. And they, you know, it's essentially their day to move the stuff that they're like, yeah, this is like for fashion at least, it's like this is out of season now. We need to move this, and I get that. But I also think that it shouldn't be I have my giant laundry list of things that I need to buy, and I'm going to go buy them all, and, you know, God damn it, if somebody gets in my way, I'm going to punch them out. Like, that's not okay. It should.
Right.
And if you don't trust yourself to not punch anybody out, maybe you should utilize Cyber Monday. Just my advice to you, because if I find out that you did that, I will be angry at you.
Yeah. And I think there's, like
Cyber... Go ahead, Kevin.
I think another big deal that people are really offended by Big Friday is that it's happening right after the day where we're supposed to be reflective and thankful for certain things, and it's like, you know, the idea of, you know, being around family and wholesome, whatever terms you want to use, and it's like, Black Friday is a good idea if you did it, like, 2 weeks from now, a week before, something that's not crushing into another holiday, but
I think the reason that they do that is because of Christmas, or the winter holiday, shall we say. Just because they don't want to be right before that, and their option, especially because it's Black Friday, and I don't think that that name is going to change really anytime soon, unfortunately, is, you know, that's the Friday that they have. That's how it's going to be. But,
It's far enough away from Christmas to...
Has anybody noticed how Black Friday is actually, unless you're in a brick and mortar, Black Friday and Cyber Monday have kind of conglomerated into one big old thing?
I was getting emails from Amazon as of like Monday of last week, pre-Black Friday deals. No, that's not allowed.
Monday of this week is stuck on Newegg.
Mm-hmm.
Cyber Monday doesn't exist anymore, is what happened. All the websites went, fuck that, we can spread this out over as long as we want. Let's make it
They just extend it.
Yeah. Well, and that's what they did with Black Friday.
The only website... I know... Am I here?
I hear you. Speak.
But I know that Sale was... Humble Bundle. Yeah.
I'm like Humble Bundle.
And they went, I guess it's Black Friday, we should do a sale, so here's a sale. And that's stretching past Black Friday. That's the weekend.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'd be down for having like Black Weekend, so it's not so much of like a crazy frenzy.
Yeah, and especially like having a day between, like, I mean, I know it's only 24 hours, so it's not really any better. But at least having a day where it's like, okay, my family's in town still maybe, or like they need to go to the airport to fly back. I don't know. But, you know, I can actually like deal with family members and spend time with them instead of, you know, like this isn't actually a situation, but I'm sure that it is for somebody out there where, you know, Aunt whatever her name is has decided that they need to go to the Black Friday opening sale at 4 a.m. in the morning. So, you know, they eat dinner and then they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's like my only time of the year to see them, that's not really kosher. And I mean, you know, this could be a family member where you unfortunately are kind of like, yeah, it's okay if you go. But you should still be able to spend, I know, I don't know. But, you know, like, it definitely is kind
I lagged.
Yeah, you did lag. It's kind of double, you know, two-faced to one. For 24 hours, be like, I'm so thankful. And then 24 hours.
Yeah. Just,
give me. Kind of Cookie Monster.
Feed me stuff.
Yep, except for instead of cookies, it's items. Hi. Deal. Oh, and the Deal Monster. How people get crazy over anything 50% off or more.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with, like, Black Friday is, like, if the deal's greater than 75% off, then it's a Black Friday deal to me. But anything between, like, 50 and 70, I'm just kind of like, that's just an average good sale that you could find really anywhere throughout the year.
I take issue with that, good sir, actually. Okay. There are certain things, as a female, that I do not really often find for more than, like, 40% off.
Okay,
so
that's fair.
So if it's like it's not all items. I'm not saying that, you know, it's all bad, it's all good, whatever. But I think it depends on the stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
And the quality. So, yeah. Anyways, Alexander, I'm sorry.
You're back now.
No, I'm having internet issues on my end. So.
Okay, I thought you were back.
It works
officially.
That you're. I'm just hoping that. The stream is coming relatively solid.
Well, it's coming pretty solid for us. You're just kind of cutting in and out a little bit, but
yeah.
Like
the video calls that I have between the two of them is really nice.
But
yeah, if I drop out for a bit, it's because I'm having internet.
Yeah, that's why I'm just kind of while you were pausing and everything, I just continued to talk.
Right.
Yeah. I guess the other side of this, since we've done our Black Friday bit, we forgot to ask Kelvin how his Thanksgiving was.
Yeah.
Oh, Thanksgiving was good. I went over to a family friend's house that we've been friends with for 10 or more years. And he always has a huge, just like, buffet of foods and all sorts of great things. And my brother came up from UW for the weekend.
Up from the UW?
You know, coming up, it's all of like an hour's drive. But
from the UW? Oh, yeah, that's true. You guys live farther north.
Right, yeah. And, like, he has this thing where, like, our friend has a block of cream cheese that he covers in cocktail sauce and little baby shrimp.
Oh, dear God.
That's considered, like, my brother's exclusive dish because he just sits there and just eats it, nips crackers, and it just goes at it.
Okay.
So anytime somebody tries to get some of it, it's always like, hey, can I have some of this? Oh, okay, cool. But it's just fun. We sit around, we watch the games, football games, because we're big football people.
Go UW. I didn't watch the game.
I don't know who won the Apple Cup.
The UW.
UW did.
45-10.
I feel like I shouldn't be aware of that, but
smashing. Yeah.
I live in a house full of Cougars.
Mm. You poor child.
So me getting to rub it into the
wait.
Faces
Cougars
was fun today.
From Wazoo, Cougars.
From Wazoo.
Okay.
What other kind of Cougars?
Well, there's the animal.
Well, okay.
There's the actual animal, and then there's other connotations.
Then there's the older woman.
Yes. I mean, I know who you live with, but I was like...
I've been adopted and raised by Cougars, didn't you know? Like, the animal.
It's like the Jungle
That's
Book,
fine.
But... Or is it
it's
wild?
It's like Romulus whatever. And Remus, but...
Whatever floats your boat, man.
Giant cats.
Not my place to judge.
Yeah.
Senny, what did you do? Because I know I talked about what I did, but I didn't remember if you talked about yours.
So, I mean, I kind of mentioned this in our last podcast. I had 3 Thanksgivings this year. Yay!
That's so much.
So
much food.
The first one was last weekend on Saturday. It was the Jones family's early Thanksgiving. Thank you for having me! Even though I don't think any of you guys watch this, and that's fine! because I get weird here. The second one was, so there's a local brewery where I actually live, and I picked up like a fancy pumpkin pie from them. I even had to reserve it. I then picked up a growler of beer for my dad and the pie, and I brought it down, and we had pie. My thing was, we're having mini Thanksgiving because, you know, as I mentioned last podcast, we don't really do a ton of family holiday stuff, but I decided this year that I wanted to do something nice because he's been helping me stay sane with my graduate application. So I bought him beer and pie, and he took us out to Japanese before we had our Thanksgiving beer and pie, and it was fun. And then on actual Thanksgiving Day, I hung out with my boyfriend's family. And we celebrated official Thanksgiving, I guess. And it was a lot of fun. I had three Thanksgivings. I managed to not explode from food or go into food comas. There was a lot of strategic, like, I have one plate and that, like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. Though I will admit, the turkey at the last Thanksgiving was great, but I definitely got to this point where I was like, I cannot.
So
I cannot. Because I had Thanksgiving leftovers from my first Thanksgiving dinner for the week prior, for Thanksgiving week. That was, like, my food.
2 weeks of solid turkey.
So I had lots of turkey, lots of spiral ham. I got to a point where I was just like, no more. No more. I hear you.
Can I talk? Okay, good. I just want to make sure that, like, if I'm talking and nobody's responding, it's not a tech issue. It's just people talking.
Okay.
My family, we have our turkey dish. You mm-hmm. know, Thanksgiving always has a turkey dish.
Mm-hmm.
But for, like, at least the last 4 or 5 years, if not forever, we do a ham mm-hmm. as well.
Oh, two meats?
And I hate turkey. Well, I don't hate turkey. I don't like poultry.
Okay.
You
I don't like
chicken.
I don't like turkey that much. I'll eat them, but I'd much rather. So I don't know. I don't remember why my mom started making a ham. If it's just something we've always done, or if because I complained enough times, she started making a ham on top of everything else. So I get the same delicious meal that you normally do with ham. And then Christmas rolls around, and we make basically the same meal again, and we do ham and turkey as well.
Okay.
Because we always end up splitting, like, one family does the turkey on Thanksgiving, one family does mm-hmm. the turkey on Christmas.
Right.
And every year, I manage to convince the family, both families, to at least include ham in it at one point or the other, so that I don't have to eat turkey for my meat.
Right.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Although last year we didn't have a Christmas ham. There was ham this year. Last year we didn't have a Christmas ham. I got pissed off and went and bought my own ham and made my own Christmas ham.
Okay.
Weren't you? I flew in from Calgary and I don't have ham, so I picked up ham on the way home from the airport, made my own ham.
I mean, if it works for you, whatever. I have no room to judge.
The Thanksgiving I went to, our friend made little smokies and wrapped them in bacon and spiced them up, and that was the alternative to turkey.
Nice.
And it was delicious.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The other fun part is, since me and my mom are both allergic to black pepper, we never have to, like, because it's
family
skin.
You're not allergic to it. We just don't like it.
Well, we're sensitive to it or something. We don't know what we are.
We don't know what you are either.
Her mouth blisters.
Whoa.
That's
intense.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not like an allergic reaction as in throat closes. It's like, no, she just gets blisters in her mouth. But it's led to some weird things of the families I hang out with a lot. Like, this family
mm-hmm.
has stopped cooking with black pepper. So when I was house-sitting at my parents for 3 months, or for 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
They just went ham with black pepper meals. And then I came back, and they were like, oh, okay, we'll stop. Don't eat that in the fridge.
That's pretty nice, though.
That's funny. I'm pretty thankful I don't have, like, many food allergies, like, at all. I just started recently acquiring a progressive shrimp allergy. And I can't quite determine if it's, like, based off of whether it's cooked in the shell or, like, how it's processed, if it's farmed or ocean.
Oh, it's shellfish?
But, like, there's something about some shrimp. Yeah, shrimp. That bothers my throat. But other shrimp doesn't. And I can't quite figure out exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So I just stay away from all of it now.
Yeah, well, I've still got my magical gluten sensitivity that came up and then disappeared. And may just be a fat-related thing. Like, it may be if I eat too fatty of a food or too much oil, my body goes, hey, you.
So you're getting old.
No, his body's like, just behave yourself.
Kids these days. We did the Kids These Days episode.
Yeah, so you're getting
That's
old.
Sweet.
That's fine. I don't understand the, like, anti-aging thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, there's part of me that is kind of nervous to eventually be my great-grandmother's age if that occurs, but...
How old is she?
She's 102. You know,
that's
There's
impressive.
A group of 22-year-olds.
I'm 23.
I'm old. No, you're not. Shut up.
Okay, then.
The other question I want to ask as we kind of roll into the holidays, and I've got some friends who I want to see if I can get on here who have this as well. I don't have this problem. We don't have a large extended family. And I don't know about either of you. Dealing with the shitty parts of your extended family in the holidays, do either of you have that? Like, and not, don't, you know, go calling out family members by name or anything.
I've already
it's the
dealt
but
with
the
that.
Idea of like it's those people, the extended family, who are just not people. You have that? I'm curious because I have some friends I've seen just having this problem, and I don't understand it. But I'm curious if you guys have it and have advice. And you know, most of these friends, they have their own advice too.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll do a bigger episode in December.
Is there anyone to try to start for me?
But just briefly, anything.
You want to take it first, Kelvin?
I really don't have a lot of, like, family members that I don't like being around or, like, hate being around. It's just that, like, my dad's side of family is very connected and lives fairly close to each other. And so we just end up spending a lot of time with them. And my mother's side of the family doesn't mash or mesh well with the other side. So they're off doing their own kind of Christmassy thing, but like we'll send them like Christmas packages, but we don't really get a chance to like hang out with them, and they just live a little bit of a different lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's like, you know, people that we have open conflicts with. It's just people that we don't really see or hang out with.
Okay. Did Alexander freeze?
You froze too, so I was concerned for a second.
Did I unfreeze?
You're
Can you see
choppy.
My weird wiggle? Oh, I'm choppy.
You're choppy, yeah. Your voice is fine, though. You can go.
Okay.
I'm back.
Hi. I'm glad you're back. I am very fortunate that I do not have many family members that I do not particularly like dealing with. And it's very rare. I also am very fortunate in a weird way where the sides of my family don't really come together because my parents are divorced. If they came together, it would be
awkward.
An event that I would frankly not want to be at. and I am probably the only reason that that would ever happen. So I've actually already dealt with the family holiday events that take me near the family members that I am sometimes not enthused to be around. And I know I'm not going to call out anybody because I love my entire family, but the best like thing that I've learned is I have family members who will kind of notice when I start to get this look on my face of like, okay, I'm done with this line of conversation.
There appears to be sports going on. I apologize.
you know, they can kind of see the face. And they'll kind of extract me from that situation.
That's courteous of them.
So, and the best part is that this was never actually an official discussion that I've had with other family members of, like, I don't like this family member, because I love my entire family. But it's actually just something where they've noticed since I was little of just, there are certain family members where I get to a point where I am just done talking to them. Yeah. And out of politeness, because I love my family, I'll stay and I'll talk until somebody kind of pulls me out of the conversation.
Right.
But honestly, also, like, having somebody, if you're really close with your cousins or your aunts and uncles or whatever, kind of pull you, just kind of be like, hey, I like whoever person, but I'm not exactly excited to talk to them about whatever subject, if that's a particular issue. Bringing that up to somebody is a big, like, benefit, I think, because that way somebody's aware. And so if they see you talking to that person and they notice that you just start to get tense verbally or through your expressions or through your mannerisms or anything, it's pretty easy to extract you. So.
It's kind of nice to have that supportive family member that understands when you know you're done with the conversation and can come in and, like, help pull you out or turn conversation to something different.
Yeah. Or there's always, if you need to get yourself out of a conversation, there's always the, oh, I just saw so-and-so that I haven't seen in forever and I need to go talk to them.
Oh,
and,
that's...
of course, I use this a lot because there are actually family members that I haven't seen for, like, 3 years. And I'm like, I haven't seen them in forever, because my great-grandmother is 102, so, like, during her birthdays, it's quite often that somebody will come in from far away, and it's like, I haven't seen them in 2 years, I have to go say hi. So I don't use it just for that, but it is, you know, it's kind of a classic thing, and it works because it's true.
That's one I haven't thought about using, but excellent.
Yeah. I missed that just due to lag and other problems, I'm sorry. This is a weird podcast. Hopefully everything came through.
I'm hoping. Especially because it's going through your computer.
I mean, there's three of us, and we've done our major topics. I feel like we should just wrap up a little early. What do you guys think?
Sure.
Unless there's something you guys want to talk about.
Well, I actually, on Facebook today, I have a friend who does late night rambles, and she was posting the question of essentially, how do we make time for ourselves now in a world where... essentially, it makes us feel guilty if we're not busy.
Yeah, I totally understand that point of view. Like, this summer, I was working three jobs.
And I missed it.
Did you miss the question?
Yeah.
How did you miss the question?
Lag.
Do you want me to say it again?
Please.
Okay, so essentially, friend Late Night Ramble, Danielle, who's actually, she's been a guest before, asked the question of how in a world that makes us feel guilty for not being busy or not always doing something that's productive, how do we find time without feeling guilty, without feeling bad, to have personal time, which I think is really important because last time we talked about how most of us were introverts, and I feel like introverts kind of need some downtime in... you know, like personal time, I guess.
Okay.
So, Kelvin, but how do we do that?
Yeah, like I was just saying, like, I have, last summer, I felt really busy because I was working three jobs, and there was like 2 months where I was averaging 60 hours a week, which I know some people work more than that, and there are people with families and stuff that do more, but for me, it was as busy as I've been, and it was like, you know, I wake up at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock and get to work by 6, and then I get home and finish my other job by 8, eat, and it's 9 o'clock now, and it's like, well, I mean, I could sleep now and be well rested for the next morning, but then I haven't done anything for myself. I've always been at work doing something for somebody else, so it's like I almost feel obligated or convince myself to you know, play games or just scroll through the internet for an hour or two. And then be like, okay, I've had my me time. This has been this has been good. But it's like, it's been so late at night. It's not like I can go hang out with friends or like, the physical aspect of the social life was non-existent at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, even though you lost sleep, you kind of felt like it was a better trade because at least then you had you time.
Right. Because I was used to the excuse that you hear often is, I can always sleep when I'm dead or...
I hate that
or something
excuse.
Like that. I mean, it's not a good excuse, but it's like, I know during winter when I won't be as busy, I'll be able to sleep in.
Yeah.
So, it was like a balance thing.
Yeah. So, why don't we let Alexander put in his 2 cents while he's not lagging?
Yeah.
Speaking. Actually, my answer to this is repression.
Repress the repressed
As I'm finishing school just now, my nanny job looks like it's going to be still like 16 to 20 hours a week, which isn't a lot of time. And I'm already starting to feel anxious over not doing enough. Mm-hmm. I'm already feeling anxious that I'm not going to be making the kind of money I should be making. I'm like, it's all already building, and I haven't even stopped being busy yet.
Yeah.
And I mean, I repress that feel. I'll do that, and I'm a procrastinator by nature.
Yes, you are a procrastinator.
Okay.
And like a 2-page response, but I did my macro homework.
That's good.
So because of that, I have both like the mentality of like, It's not due right now. I can push it off.
No.
And the mentality of, oh, fuck, I'm not doing anything productive. Oh, my God, what's wrong with my life? Why am I, you know, everything's a nightmare. My life sucks. I'm a horrible human being. Oh, my God. So my answer is repression, which isn't a good answer, but it's what I do.
Okay. I feel like I have the healthiest answer, but that's probably also because I had time to think about it. Because I saw this question earlier today, and I mean, you can ask most of my friends, hell, if I ever decided to showcase my planner on a normal week, most people would probably freak out and just be like, how do you sleep? Because I'm also one of those weird people where I demand my 8 hours, and I will make my 8 hours. Oh, hi, cat. I have a special guest.
Well, that's adorable.
She's amazing. This is Speckles, by the way. But so I will actually schedule time for myself. I will schedule like an hour or two of house cleaning, which I know doesn't sound like personal time, but I'll usually turn on music or a TV show that I want to listen to or watch or whatever, and I'll fold laundry while watching TV if that's all I have time for, because I have to clean my house. And if it's more of like I can schedule a day to clean my house, I'll turn up the music and I'll dance around while cleaning, and you know I'll take liberal breaks between stuff, because you feel really productive when you have a clean apartment. So yeah, but I'll literally schedule days where it's like no, today is a self-care day, because
I do a lot of cleaning.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that she's sitting space. With me like this. Because she's sitting like a human on my lap. It's adorbs.
No. I do a lot of cleaning of my space. Like, you can't see it because I frame the camera in such a way that you can't see it. But generally, right down here is kind of my wall where shit piles up. Mm-hmm. And so periodically, I have to just go in and just organize it and clean it all.
This
plus my
like
desk, but we don't talk about my desk.
No, yes.
My closet's
we
fine.
Don't talk about desks. Desks
nope.
are desks
no.
are the land of... dirty.
Although, super interesting note is Ryan has to have a clean desk.
Really?
Everything else he does is generally messy, but his desk is always clean.
Like, he just needs a good workspace?
Which is just weird.
I mean, I'm one of those people where I have to clean my desk between projects. So, like, currently the big project...
Every so often, like, my desk gets cleaned.
Well, currently my big project is graduate schools, right? So I literally piles and piles of papers, like old statement of purposes and printouts of whatever, copies of my transcript, whatever. And when I'm done with my stack of graduate applications for the ones that I'm working on right now, I will be cleaning everything up. I'll be filing. I know it sounds really nerdy, but I'll be filing away what needs to be filed away, and then I'll clean the desk and I'll toss stuff that needs to be tossed and. Then
cleaning
it's clean.
Up files feels so good, both on the it computer does. And in person.
Yeah.
Every so often, wonderful. Every 6 months, every year, I'll have a day kind of in the middle of the summer or something where I have nothing going on and it's too hot to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'll sit down and I'll organize my documents folder and I'll organize my downloads.
Oh.
And I'll organize my desktop. And it lasts maybe 3 days before I stop giving a shit.
But it's
right.
so nice.
Okay, that's not true. Generally, if I implement an organization system, I'll stick with it. But, like, the chaos that doesn't quite fit in my neat little organization system explodes around it.
I definitely have the desktop junk folder and the other.
I got rid of mine.
Yeah.
I got rid of mine. You're just organized? Is that what you said?
Hmm? She definitely sounds the most organized out of all of us.
Me?
Yes. Yeah.
I have to be organized. I organize two different research projects. Well, I used to organize them on the regular. Oh, Kitty wants bye-bye. I'm surprised she sat that long with me. She doesn't normally like to sit on my lap like for long periods of time. She likes to sit next to me. Anyways, I kind of have to be organized. I know that sounds like a cop-out of like, well, I have to be organized, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, like when I'm applying to graduate school, I can't mislabel my statement of purpose for X program, because if I do, when I'm when I'm getting ready to submit it, I would rather not have a freak out moment of I worked for X amount of hours on this. Ah.
Right.
So I have to be organized. And I mean, you can ask Alexander. I'll come to him some days and just be like, I did this and that and the other thing and da 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 da. I'm tired. And he's just kind of like, what the hell did you do today? I try to be really organized. I'm not going to say that I always am, because there definitely are days where, like, my desk is literally strewn with, like, mail and stuff that I have to send in and old copies of whatever, because I like to physically write on drafts. I'm definitely not organized all the time, and most of my projects do take a while to complete.
I lost it again.
But I'm sorry. But once I get a project done, I like to clean it up, because that's kind of my ritual of, like, I'm done with this. It's officially over. I'm putting it away. Because then it's done. It's cleaned up. I don't have to deal with it until it's time to deal with it again. And that's it. So.
Nice.
Just, it also helps with, like, anxiety, you know, so.
That's true.
I'm back.
You don't have to worry about all these different things that are going on and if you finish something or not.
Yeah, exactly. Because that way, like, it's put away. I know it's done. It's checked off in the planner. It's put away.
I need to get in those habits.
And then I can pull it up pretty easily. I've tried doing the planner.
I've tried it too.
But it was like, I always forget to write something down, or it's always like, oh, yeah, I'll get to it, or like, I'll write it down later, and it's like, it's not useful anymore, because that's not how that works.
I've gotten myself in the habit of using Google Calendar, at least enough to, don't forget that I planned to go to dance lesson, or I don't forget that I have a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
No. I've regressed in terms of, like, personal responsibility by about 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge problem. And, like, basically between this and the fact that I'm going to need to put myself on a diet and everything else, I'm going to have to, like, figure out ways to force my personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that may end up being that you might get a feature of me on the website. Being like, this week was my personal response, you know, like just kind of like a, hey guys, want to watch me totally fail at being responsible?
Look at him being an adult, or at least trying to be an adult.
I can hook you up with some organizational stuff if you need. You are so many words.
In my defense, they were mostly gone by the time they made it to my room.
Still,
that's okay.
We can swear on it. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I'm not going to right now. I will not give you that pleasure.
I have the wonderful ability to live at home and have my mom cook amazing holiday snacks and desserts. And that's really all I've been eating over the last week or so.
See,
One of the worst things...
I cook for myself, so...
Yeah. Yeah, one of the worst things is while I was in Calgary, I realized I was a grown-ass adult, and that meant you can't stop me from buying bags of M&Ms.
Yeah, and then you get sick off of them.
And so about every week I buy a bag of peanut M&Ms.
Right.
And now I haven't done it in the last, like, 2 weeks.
Good for you.
I'm using applesauce instead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
That's good.
But eating chocolate has become, like, pathologically burned in my brain now.
Mm-hmm.
And I constantly crave it now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit. Oops.
Yeah.
I mean...
All right. We ready to wrap up? I think we've about hit an hour.
Okay, cool.
That's close to it, yeah.
Hopefully this goes up. I'm going to have Alyssa watch it hopefully. To make sure.
Yeah.
There's not too many broken parts. Otherwise, if this doesn't go up, you're never going to hear me say this, but I'll put up a little recording, like, in recording in my on my own of, hey, guys, we recorded episode 11, and it all burned to the ground. Sorry. If you're hearing this now, it means episode 11 didn't burn to the ground, and you didn't get that fun little joke.
Woohoo!
Kelvin, is there anything you want people to find you on the internets?
The place that I spend my most time is on the Warframe forums. If you played a game Warframe for PC, I spend a lot of my time there or in-game under Celsius Prime Gamertag. That's it.
You got Twitter or anything?
I do, but I don't use it. I haven't used it for a year and a half.
Seneca, how's the report on that Instagram coming?
I'm debating. My dad wants my... I've also decided... I don't know if I'm going to make... Like, I have one that I use to follow artists, but I have decided that if I decide to actually utilize the Instagram as I'm supposed to, I'm going to take the no selfie 90-day challenge. So no pictures of myself for 90 days.
Are you a selfie person in general, or is that
hard? No, no. Okay. I find it interesting, because I really like the whole thought process of focusing on something other than yourself, and part of the reason why I've been so unsure of actually utilizing the Instagram that I have the way that it's supposedly meant to be utilized is because a lot of my friends who have Instagram, it's very make a kissy face and pose type of thing, which, like, I have nothing against that personally, but that
sounds like you do.
It's not who I am as a person.
Right.
So, yeah. And, like, you know, there will probably, if I decide to do this, there will probably be lots of pictures of my cat.
Hey, that works. See, I have the opposite problem from those people, in that there's never actually enough pictures of me to record my year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always have tons of pictures of my friends, not less this year than other years, but for years, I have pictures of Taylor and Madeline, like, all my other friends.
Yeah.
And none of me. So when it comes to, like, even making a social media page.
Even this thing, he was like, I don't have any pictures of myself.
Even the picture that went up on Podcast Lost in Space, I didn't have a picture of myself, a modern picture of myself. The other side of that is I hate how I look in pictures, but that's what the diet's going to be for. Doc's going to help me with that.
I'm always the person that's taking pictures of people for people.
Basically.
So that's why I'm never in the pictures.
I'm the person hiding from pictures. Like, actually, Thanksgiving, Brian's mom is like, go into the picture. And I'm just like, do I have to?
Yes.
Do I have to be photographed?
All right. So. And then there's me. You can find me on Twitter at RedBreard. Really, if you pick a social media site and type in at RedBreard, there's a really good chance it's me because nobody else is stupid enough to spell RedBeard with an R both after the B and before the D. There was one other person in World of Warcraft who did it. They deleted their account later. They were the only other person out of 12 million people who misspelled their character's name. You can find me on Facebook at Alexander Pineda. It's a writer's page, so feel free to check it out, feel free to like it, feel free to ignore it. You can find us on podcastlostinspace.com, at Podcast Lost in Space on Facebook, Pliss Official on Twitch, Pliss Official on Twitter. I think that's all we've got. If you have any comments, please leave them on the website, because I keep forgetting that comments work. Yay!
Yay!
They're cool, and they're really fun to read. We like your feedback.
Yeah, and if you really want to send us an email, both Pliss Official and I believe podcastlostinspace@gmail.com work. So you can send us an email there if you want.
We're not too young for emails.
And I'll remember to check it, I promise. Thanks for watching, and if this technical issues aren't too bad, I apologize for what you do get.
Bye. Oh, and it's officially that time of the year. Happy holidays!
Happy holidays.
Oh, yes, happy holidays. Ciao.